So coming up on October 13th, Stephen Curtis Chapman will be joining us at the Wisconsin Dells at the Crystal Grand. We are so looking forward to that. And on the phone with me right now from Tennessee, we have Stephen Curtis Chapman. Good morning, Stephen Curtis. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm great and looking forward to coming to see you guys in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's a long ways from home. So have you ever been to Wisconsin before? I know you have.
Oh, yes. I have, and it's a beautiful place, and looking forward to being back. The only thing that will be a bit of a bummer, and I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, so this is encouragement to all of you listening to say we really need to go and be there for Stephen Curtis to cheer him up, because that is the night of my 33rd anniversary with my bride, Mary Beth.
Oh.
And I know some wives are out there going, boo, what are you doing being away on your anniversary? But, you know, I will cover all of those bases earlier in the week, and actually I'm going to get to spend the week with my wife, and we will celebrate for sure sufficiently before. But that was, you know, just this opportunity to be there with you guys happened to fall on that evening. So that will be, you know, my anniversary, so I will for sure be singing I Will Be Here, and, you know, if a little tear forms, you know, on my cheek, you'll know where that comes from. But no, it's going to be a great night, and really looking forward to it. It's been a special time, this tour and these concerts I'm doing right now. We're calling it SCC Solo, and a night of kind of hits and history where I'm just really taking people on a journey that I've been remembering a lot these last few years. As I've been writing my book, my memoirs, which is kind of autobiography called Between Heaven and the Real World, My Story, and just remembering, you know, remembering my own story, God's faithfulness on my journey, and getting to share that in this book has kind of inspired me with this concert to kind of do the same thing in a musical way and sort of take people on that journey. It's really been an amazing process for me.
Mm. Let's talk a little bit about your personal journey, and then we'll just touch on, you know, what you see God doing through SCC Solo. But looking back, I know there's been a lot of ups and a lot of downs, and I know a lot of listeners have been part of your story along the way. But what are some, I guess, of the biggest lessons that God has taught you over the past many years as you've been serving Him through music ministry?
Well, I really feel like so much of it can be summed up, and it's hard, you know, to sum it up into a very concise answer because there are so many chapters of that story. And as you said, you know, mountaintops beyond anything I surely could have ever imagined, beyond what I could have asked or imagined, as Scripture talks about. I am living proof of that.
Mm-hmm.
And how we make our plans, but God directs our step, and the steps that I've taken on this journey that have taken me to unbelievable mountaintops and unbelievably low, deep, dark valley that I've walked through, my wife and I, and my family and I.
Mm-hmm.
And yet in all of it, in a concise of a way as I can, and of course I get a little better, more time to unpack that in the concert, and then even greater to do in writing my book. But really, all of it comes down to God has been faithful.
Yeah.
He's been faithful on my journey, and I'm more aware of that now than ever, just even looking back and retelling the stories of my journey. And that's part of what I hope will even be accomplished in sharing my story, not just to say, hey, here's my journey, here's my story, here's what I've learned about myself, but really in a way to say, here's what I would want to encourage you for your story, for your journey, for all the different chapters. You know, that if God's been faithful in these ways in my story, in my life, I know He will be for you, and I hope you can find encouragement in that and strength from that. So, but yeah, that really is it. I kind of say if I could only sing one song of all the songs through the years, it'd probably all be wrapped up in the one song, My Redeemer is Faithful and True.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that kind of says it all.
Yeah. Doesn't mean it's been easy, that's for sure, but we see God's hand through it all, and you see how He's brought you through so many different times, the good and the bad, and how somehow He's been glorified. And, you know, I think through my own journey that looking at Romans 8:28, that God works all things together for good. I think our concept of good over time kind of changes, you know, as we realize that God's good is a much greater and a much deeper good in it all.
Absolutely.
Well, yes. tell... Tell our listeners what they can expect at your concert coming up October 13th in Wisconsin Dells.
Well, as I've said, a journey, you know, a journey with a lot of laughter and a lot of fun stories and hilarious stories and embarrassing stories of my journey, you know, of my childhood and kind of where all the music came from. And I love getting to share, you know, I'll even maybe sing the very first song my dad taught me on guitar. Johnny Cash. So I kind of go all over the place with just telling the story of kind of what brought me to this place. But then, you know, there'll be to be expected great laughter and tears as well. You know, just remembering some of the hard parts of the journey also. But I think it will be a night that, again, people will leave very encouraged by. That's my hope and prayer above everything else.
Well, we are so looking forward to that. It's going to be October 13th at the Crystal Grand in Wisconsin Dells, and our listeners can find all the details on our calendar, on our mobile app, and on the website. Well, safe travels to you, and tell Mary Beth happy anniversary.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
You are welcome, and we so look forward to seeing you in just a few weeks.
All right. Sounds great.
All right.
Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye. Thanks again, Stephen Curtis. We appreciate it.